A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're down the final stretch of the Premier League season with Manchester City probably going to win a consecutive title, but Liverpool pushing them hard with Neil Humphreys talking about the beautiful game. We'll talk about Liverpool in a moment. But let's focus on Manchester United with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer saying that they can bounce back from their horrid run, 7 defeats in their last 9 matches, and get fourth position. Neil, what's gone wrong for them since Ole was confirmed as manager for next season from the interim manager role? It just seems to be gone pear-shaped.
Yeah, it's much bigger than Ole, but to put into its context, their spending policy, their recruitment strategy has been awful, and it predates even Sir Alex Ferguson. People forget that although he won a final title in 2013, he was buying some terrible players towards the end.
Who would you say was bad?
Oh, I mean, well, if you look at people like, I can't even remember.
Ashley Young
was okay, but I mean, they just weren't very good buys. The fact that I can't even remember them. Mm. I mean, Michael Carrick arguably still hasn't been replaced. Hargreaves wasn't replaced. Paul Scholes still hasn't been replaced. And they've done the worst thing that Manchester United have ever done, which is they've just gone for the quick fix, big name signings. Mm. Old signings sometimes. Ibrahimovic was a ridiculous signing. Yeah. You know, Bastian Schweinsteiger.
But Ibrahimovic won them games.
He won them games, but it's not a foundation for the future, and it's not the Manchester United way.
I mean, Schweinsteiger was a disaster.
And there's been others. Alexis Sanchez is another. Until Robin van Persie, they had a strict in-house policy. They did not buy a player over 28. Mm. All gone out of the window.
Yeah.
And they dominated English football for almost 20 years with that philosophy, right?
Yeah.
So Liverpool have gone the other way. Manchester City have gone the other way. They have a foundation in place. They have a strategy. They have a vision. They have a way that they're going to play, and then they bring in the players around it. Man, you have gone the other way. Pogba's the best player. We'll buy him. Sanchez, we'll buy him. We'll buy Lukaku. We'll buy, and we'll just try to make it work.
Yeah.
There is no vision at Manchester United. And you can't say they haven't spent money. They've spent almost the same as Manchester City. It's something like 450 versus 420 million pounds. There's hardly any difference in terms of spending between the two clubs. But it's ad hoc. It's throwing, it's blindfolding and trying to pin the donkey. You know, they've got a few donkeys in their team as well.
Yeah.
So the way to look at it is this. Despite all that spending, if you look at those two sides, the Manchester derby, and you know they do those ridiculously tiresome things. Let's have a best 11 of the two teams.
Yes.
Not one player. I would not pick one Manchester United player.
Well, it's funny you talk about best 11s.
And I'm not the only one who says that. Roy Keane has said it. Wow. Gary Neville has said it. Alan Shearer has said it. Who would you swap?
Well, Paul Pogba made the Premier League 11 of the season. He was the only Manchester United player.
I saw that.
Yeah, I think there were 4 Liverpool players and the rest were Manchester City.
But the simple answer to that is there's only two players. Oh, look at the other way. There's only two players who you'd even probably keep in the whole first 11. David De Gea, and he's having a shocker. Someone's put margarine on his gloves. I don't know what's happened to him. He's become jelly legs.
Yeah.
He's one, but you wouldn't swap him for Edison.
No.
And the other one is Paul Pogba.
Right.
And you wouldn't swap anyone in Manchester City's midfield for Paul Pogba, possibly even Liverpool's midfield.
But what about some of the forwards that Man United have with Rashford and Martial? And, you know, they're good players.
Martial, you keep talking about potential. He's becoming the new Theo Walcott. Theo Walcott is going to have grey hair and a walking stick, and they're still going to talk about Theo Walcott's potential, right? I fear that a lot of the Manchester United players are going the same way. If you look at Martial, he's well into his 20s now, early 20s, still talking about potential. And he was horrific in recent weeks. You look at someone like Foden, young Foden at Manchester City. He's scoring goals.
Yeah.
He's doing well in midfield. I think he's only 18. You look at the guy at Ajax, the skipper, he's 19.
Wow.
He's the captain of Ajax. He scored the winner in the previous game, and he's now leading his side out in the Champions League semi-final. So Rashford, yes, he's still a good player, but he's still not entirely adept at making the right decisions at the right times because he's surrounded by players who wouldn't get anywhere near City and Liverpool's thing. So this idea that Ole's going to make the top four, firstly, I don't think they will. Secondly, I think they're going to lose more games. They've got some tough games coming still to play, tricky games.
But what about Liverpool? Because I want to focus on them because they're running out of games. I know they won the other night over Huddersfield 5-0. But Man City just have that extra game in hand, don't they? And that seems to be the advantage. When we look at Liverpool, would you say if Klopp doesn't win the title this season, Has it been a failure?
Absolutely not. And it's a stupid thing to say. Because...
Is he a bridesmaid?
Well, of course, in a literal sense, he's a bridesmaid. Of course he is. But, I mean, even Liverpool fans have stopped saying it would be a failure. I was reading just recently their feedback after on the social media forums coming in here about their 5-0 victory. Mm. And the mood has completely changed around Liverpool and their supporters. It's very much, whatever happens now, this has been a magnificent season. I think if they win all their remaining games, I think Man City will have 98 points and Liverpool will have 97.
Yep.
The points total they have now would win them the title in something insane, like 90-odd seasons of the last 100-plus in English football history.
So they've overachieved, really.
They've overachieved. Mm. I mean, to get there on 90-plus points, and now, as Guardiola has said himself, it's going to be the norm. In the past, 90 points won you the title. Mm. Now it's going to have to be close to 100 to win the title. There's only been one other season in history that had a greater points tally, and that was City last season. Mm. So absolutely not is it a failure. You can't look anywhere in Liverpool's season and go, that was a disaster or that was a disaster. They've dropped points.
They've had a couple of times where they haven't done that well for a couple
they've
of games.
They've lost one game all season.
Yeah, yeah.
They've lost one game. Yeah. Everybody talks about
Drawn a few costly
ones. Everyone talks about Arsenal's Invincibles, but the Arsenal Invincibles didn't have the points tally that Liverpool have now.
They drew a lot, yeah.
They have now. So no, it's not a failure. But the flip side to that, which I find fascinating, I wrote a piece this week just saying that I was listening after the derby and someone said in the post-match interview, the treble... They mentioned the word treble. And I was about to write on social media saying, what a stupid question. This reporter hasn't done his research. The treble's gone. It's over, mate. And then I thought, no, hang on. They're 4 games from winning the treble. Mm. It's been forgotten, Jason. Mm-hmm. It's been completely forgotten. Yeah. We're talking about a domestic treble, not a continental treble.
You've got the cup and you've got the
but
Champions League.
But everyone has focused so much on Manchester City falling out of the Champions League, on the title race, on Manchester United's implosion, that we have overlooked the fact that City are 4 winnable games away from the first treble in English football history. Mm. There has never... I checked this. I thought surely someone has done it, Liverpool over the years. Only Celtic, I believe, or Rangers. But there has never been an English football treble. And no one's even talking about it. Right. That's the standard.
Right. Also on the Liverpool theme, Robbie Fowler, as we suggested it would happen, he was confirmed over the last few days as the coach of Brisbane Roar in the A-League. And, of course, he was known as God on Merseyside for his goal-scoring ability.
He was known for his drinking in Australia.
ex-Liverpool and England striker. But the bizarre thing for me was, and I, like you, we both love Queensland in Australia. That's kind of our home, home away from home for both of us. He was confirmed on the Gold Coast, which is an hour's drive south of Brisbane. So it'd be like going to JB and being confirmed there as a Singapore coach. Not quite, but it's a, you know what I mean, right?
No, it is a very sensitive issue. I remember a few years ago that a very prominent cycling road race in Geelong, which is south of Victoria, south of Melbourne. Same thing, an hour's drive. And because Geelong has no sort of marketing value internationally, I think it was the Cadell Evans road race or something like that.
Yeah, but Cadell Evans we saw in the Tour de France, of course.
But it was an internationally renowned cycling race. But all the billboards said Melbourne, right? But it wasn't in Melbourne. It was in Geelong. It was 1 hour's drive away from Melbourne. Mm. So the whole world knew this cycling race as the Melbourne cycling race. Mm. But it's in Geelong. it's in a completely different city. And these Australians get upset about this
of course,
of thing, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get very territorial.
So
what do you do.
What do you make of that? You know, I mean, Gold Coast is obviously iconic, especially for Singaporeans. They know Gold Coast more than they know Brisbane. I mean, everyone knows Brisbane. They wouldn't necessarily go there for a vacation. So what do you make of that?
I think Robbie had a good night out in the Gold Coast and said the next morning, I can't be bothered with the drive to Brisbane. I like the bars in the Gold Coast. I like the beaches. No, I really don't know.
Well, there used to be a team in the A-League, the Gold Coast United, right?
There was, and a very strange decision. I mean, what's your take on it?
I think it's strange. You know, Brisbane has its own identity. Gold Coast is obviously part of the same state, but, you know, it's potentially another team. You know, it's like, again, going to Johor Bahru or going to Malacca and saying this is our Singapore event.
No, it is absolutely bizarre. But as for the appointment, it's an interesting one. It's because Robbie Fowler, I like Robbie Fowler. I've met him several times. I know you have. Yep, I think he's a great guy.
Nice guy.
He had two, I won't say he had two successful stints.
They
in
weren't
the A-League.
Unsuccessful. They were moderate.
They were moderate because by
he
his own.
He scored goals.
He did. And by his own admission, he wasn't the same player anymore.
No, he was old.
But he did a lot in terms of marketing value, promoting the league, gave his everything. Look, I saw Robbie Fowler do some pretty Mickey Mouse events, you know, public, that he would never go anywhere near in England.
Yeah.
I mean, he might as well have wore the Mickey Mouse ears and saying, who's the leader of the gang? They were publicity events that were quite beneath Robbie Fowler, but he did them.
Yeah.
He supported the A-League. He supported Australian soccer.
And obviously likes Australia because he's come back.
He loves Australia. He loves the beaches, loves the beers, loves the bars. Yeah. What's there not to like? Yeah. I mean, look, if it's what month are we in now? We're in April, right? So April is still effectively winter in Liverpool, right? It's still cold and gloomy and grey. And you're thinking, grey housing estates of Liverpool, sandy, golden beaches of Brisbane. He must have taken hours to make that decision, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, I mean, of course, the Brisbane beach is a man-made beach on the river there. But,
well, we like man-made beaches in Singapore, don't we?
yeah, we do. Okay, this has been the Beautiful Game segment. We wish Robbie Fowler well in the lovely sunshine state of Queensland at the Brisbane Roar. Not the Gold Coast.
Not the Gold Coast.
At the Brisbane Roar.